Are you an expert? Van der Zanden homed in on Quincy's credentials. Can you tell me what happened in my school? I don't think there's any such thing as an expert when it comes to these crimes. Maybe we should have gone with metal detectors. Van der Zanden turned back toward the building. After the Springfield shooting, Oregon educators were warned. But even then I thought of it as an issue for the high schools to address. We have kindergarten students here. I didn't want them starting their educational experience, passing through giant security stations, and being patted down by armed guards. What kind of message would that send? Personally, I don't believe in metal detectors, Quincy said, but added before the principal could be too encouraged. They would simply make the students better targets by creating long lines in front of the building. Oh, this is ridiculous. Van der Zanden shook his head and expelled a gust of pure frustration. I've been up all night with calls from frantic parents wanting to know what to do. The teachers are frightened, the school board overwhelmed. On top of all that, Alice's parents asked me to give the eulogy at her funeral. Of course, I'll do it. I'm honored, but still. You go into education. You fantasize about watching your students grow up, maybe even attending their wedding or admiring their firstborn child. You certainly don't expect to give the eulogy at their funeral. Did you know that Sally's and Alice's parents are going to pay the burial expenses with money from their college funds? Van der Zanden obviously didn't expect an answer. He turned away to adjust another bouquet. Quincy and Rainey exchanged looks. They would just let the man talk. Apparently, he had a few things to say. The flowers started arriving first thing this morning, Van der Zanden added after a moment. I've seen pictures of the flowers sent to the other schools, so I expected something like this. Still, to see it. Notes and cards from all over the country. Teddy bears and balloons from hundreds of strangers. He turned to them, sounding angry again. I received calls from two other principals who've been through this, and half a dozen child experts who are experienced in this area. It's like we joined some club. I don't want to be part of a club. I wish we were alone. I wish we were the only place this had ever happened. Instead, we're what? The 11th, 12th, 13th school to go through this? Damn it! We should have known better.